Wednesday morning with the Musers, time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by A Number One Air.
So if Jerry attacks those radio guys for just asking what really weren't that offensive of questions at all, what does Jerry really think about fake Jerry? How did he get excited when he heard that, hey, the guys who do fake Jerry are here at this party? Like, is he under the mistaken impression that fake Jerry is a little less harsh than he really is?
Jerry loves it!
Mike McCarthy says Jerry loves fake Jerry.
My guess is, well, number one, he calls it the fake Jones.
Fake Jonesy.
My guess is when things are going well, he's fine with it. And when things are going poorly, like last Sunday, he's not fine with it. Or trial in Texarkana, not fine with it.
In fact, Jerry's so cartoony. I mean, how can you really get mad at that? I guess you could.
Yeah.
But he's always had incredibly thick skin about that. But as we know, as you get older, skin literally becomes thinner.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe your figurative skin also becomes thinner. But how dehumanizing is it to be told on your program that you're the host and he's the guest, that he'll just get you out of there and get someone else in there? That is so evil and J.R. Ewing sounding.
Yeah, it is. And we run promos here on this station saying that this station isn't in the Cowboys' back pocket. And I think when you see Jerry saying, I'll fire you guys, yeah, I'm paying you guys, I think you realize there's something to that.
Yeah. Or is there? Does he really pay? I thought it's the other way around. You pay for the rights to a team, but I don't know.
It's about the power that you hold over
True.
A team where you have the rights.
Yeah.
Or where they have the rights.
Oh, what a mess.
When you lose, everything's bad.
Right. And miserable people, they brim over with misery. And that's what Jerry did.
But you're right. It's very mob boss of him to do
yes.
that.
Yes.
Very Tony Soprano.
Yeah. Anyway, a few observations here about Lainey Wilson, the big announcement that happened during the Detroit game. Lainey Wilson's going to be doing the halftime show at for Thanksgiving, the big Thanksgiving halftime show, which I know the Cowboys basically try to position that as just the cut below halftime at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Halftime at the Thanksgiving Cowboy game is huge. And Lainey Wilson is doing it, and she was interviewed by Aaron Andrews and had a ridiculous fake accent.
Oh, my God, we're doing that again. And it's not a fake accent.
Well, here's someone who grew up near her, or his wife did. David says, I've been saying this for years that she has a fake accent. My wife grew up very close to her, and I lived in the area for a year, and no one sounds like that there.
I think that is a ridiculous blanket statement. I've known people from that part of Louisiana
Tim
who talk a lot like that.
Says, I love the movie Walk the Line, but I think Lainey sounds a lot like Reese Witherspoon's version of June Carter Cash.
Okay, it's not that bad.
I think
that's really fake.
I think both could be true. I think some of that could be her natural accent.
But sure.
I think she soups it up to help her career.
She leans into it.
Yeah.
And we've seen country music guys do this, Giorgio.
Yeah, I understand that. And maybe she does, but
I went to a Bird Dog gig, and George was up there going,
okay,
I just want to thank all y'all up being out here.
Okay, number one, you've not been to a Bird Dog's gig. And number two, I know that country stars lean into it sometimes, but the notion that people from Louisiana don't have thick country accents is crazy.
They do, but not as thick as hers.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, they do.
You know I'm right. That's
no,
the,
I know
that's
you're
the other
wrong.
Thing about
that's
this
the thing.
Argument
I know
is that you know I'm right.
I know you're so wrong, I can't even.
Plus, hasn't she been famous for a little while? 3-4 years?
Yeah, I would say that.
Okay.
Maybe 2 or 3 be better.
Have you noticed the trend that when someone is taken out of their hometown, becomes famous, and becomes more worldly due to their fame and riches, they lose a little bit of their accent? That's just a natural progression. She hasn't. It's gotten worse.
I don't know if it's gotten worse. I didn't talk to her when she was in high school. I have no idea.
It can't be worse.
I'm just telling you that people from the northeast section of Louisiana talk a lot like that. I've been around them a bunch from traveling the roads of the Southland Conference, from having friends from that very area, and they talk a lot. And here's the other thing that's wild about this station. We live in Texas. People talk with a southern or country accent around here, and we all bird dog up like we've never heard it before.
No, we don't. We don't bird dog up for that.
We should have heard the hard line the other day. It was almost, she was speaking Spanish or something. What was that all about? Well, that's the way some people talk.
No, they don't. That's the whole point. That's why everyone's reacting to it so much.
Because you're not around it,
George,
because
look,
you're at your little city tea parties.
Okay, I don't go to city tea parties.
Doesn't mean that people don't talk like that in the state of Texas or Louisiana.
We've all heard it. We've all heard those accents. But like I said when I led into that audio the other day, this is the most country-sounding woman I've ever heard. I mean, it is exaggerated.
It is.
There's something like to the 10th degree about her accent.
Okay. Look, I grew up in the deep South. We've all lived in Texas for a long period of time. We've all heard lots of country accents.
Right.
And every single one of us to a man has said, there's something weird about this one in particular.
But no one in the history of the ticket is prairie dog more than you. No one in the history has prairie dogged more than you, from JD and Grapevine to who is the caller used to. Woman had a really thick Texas accent. Used to give her a hard time.
Christina?
Yeah, Christina. That's just how Christina talks.
But yes, that was the way JD talked.
But you said, why don't you talk normal? Poor Christina.
I don't know that I ever said
that,
sir.
Heck you did.
That offends me, and I demand a retraction.
Wait, do you have Lainey, by the way? Do you have that audio that we played Monday? See if you guys can find it for those who didn't hear it. I got an email from someone that says, I don't know where she lives now, and this is kind of what you were talking about, Gordo, but you'll see this a lot with people who grew up somewhere, then they moved to New York, and they do lose that accent a little bit. So is she living in L.A.?
I think she lives in Nashville.
Nashville.
See, and they don't talk that way in Nashville.
Yeah, it's not that exaggerated. You should lose, like when Madonna moved to London, she gained a little bit of a British accent.
Of fake accents.
No, that was real.
But I mean, when people go somewhere, they tend to either lose it or pick it up.
Right.
A little bit, and she just, here she is, just leaning into it.
Winning country artist, singer, songwriter, you've done it all, and now you're really doing it all, Lainey Wilson. You got a big announcement to make. What do you have?
It's a huge announcement, and I am so excited, y'all. This Thanksgiving, right here on this field, me and a special guest performing the halftime show for the Salvation Army's annual Red Kettle Kickoff. It's going to be a party.
It's always a party here, and we're going to be here, and we're excited about it. Hey, last year, Dolly Parton came out, Dallas Cowboys cheerleader costume, 42 million watched. No pressure, Lainey. How are you starting to plan?
Well, first of all, ain't nobody going to top Dolly Parton. When she walked out there in that outfit, I was like, my girl. We're getting it ready, y'all. I'm so excited for y'all to see what we can work on. I mean,
overemphasizing the y'alls.
She sounds like Hawk to a Girl.
Here's the thing.
She does.
Okay, why don't you jump on Hawk to a Girl? No one talks like that.
I would if she was here.
Yeah, you probably would.
Spit on that thing. You get me?
You live in Texas. There are people with country accents around here.
Yes.
You need to accept it and get over it.
The thing that you're saying, Giorgio, is proof of my argument. I live here. I hear country accents, and I can tell you when one is exaggerated.
And your theory about, well, people move away from Louisiana, they don't talk like that anymore. Good friend of mine is from Louisiana.
Yeah, I don't think you have a good friend.
I probably don't. He has not lost one iota.
Call him on the phone right now and let's listen to his accent. I guarantee you it is not like hers.
I guarantee it is.
You know what I think, too, is the difference here? She's in show business. Like, JD from Grapevine, all those guys.
Yeah.
They have no reason to soup up their accent.
And JD still lived in the sticks, and everyone around him talked like that.
Right.
He's not going to lose that accent
but
at all.
She does. She's trying to sell country music to a country audience.
Right.
So she leans into it.
She may a little bit, but here's proof. This is my friend who grew up in Louisiana.
Okay.
Served our country, by the way.
And
why is he throwing
Desert Storm?
Yeah,
this is irrelevant information in this argument, but okay.
Overruled, that's irrelevant.
I'm just giving you a little background. All right. I'll call him on my speakerphone.
You're calling some dude at 6:28 in the morning.
You stop talking. Shut up.
Put the speakerphone up to the dealy.
Is that there?
No, it's at the...
Right here?
Yeah. Bottom of the phone. Crank it up.
Your call has been forwarded to...
That doesn't sound country.
Oh, see? He called a number that he knew no one would answer to that pretend was, like, oh, yeah, oh, I just
you're
missed
so
it.
Low. Just shut up, because you're about to get served by his accent.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
That statement doesn't even really make sense when I think about it.
And his relatives who still are there
by his accent.
Just like that. And I accept them for who they are. But you're the accent police. Nobody talks like that.
Okay, that's not my accent.
Corby, is that Spanish? Just because you said Thanksgiving.
Why are you such a Laney defender?
You don't have to like her music.
Why are you a Swiftie for Laney?
You can even say she... Added on, I'm just saying we have done now about 8 segments on this, on this radio station.
Because hey, look, if you don't like the segment, I'll get someone else in here who will like it.
Yeah, this you is your what? Jerry moment.
I don't have to put up with this.
Please. Please do.
This George's reaction is going to go viral this morning. We're going to get calls about it. All right, Gordo. Thank you.
This is another one of those cases where here I am. I lived in Mississippi for 2 years.
I don't have
years,
to put up with
so
this. I don't
am
have
the
you
expert.
On here. I don't have you on here to question my judgment on accents.
My girl.
Hang in there, can Laney. We at least agree on this? Do people occasionally lean into an accent if it's going to
I've
further...
I've already granted you that.
Yes. Okay, that's all we
that's
need.
All, that's all we're saying.
That's all
we
I am
need.
Trying okay. to say
you agree
is
with me.
Folks from
Thank
Louisiana
you.
Talk
no,
like
I've heard
that.
Enough. Thank you. You agree with me.
You'll tell me when you've had enough.
No further questions.
No further questions.
I win.
I said good day, sir.
Thursday morning with the Musers, and all week long here on this station, we have been... debating whether or not Laney Wilson, who it was announced will be doing the halftime show Thanksgiving, the Cowboys game, leans into her country accent a little too much or not.
Yes. This is her work. This is Watermelon Moonshine, which Aaron Andrews referenced. It's a really pretty song. And, yeah, every show has done something on this. Like, what is up with Laney Wilson? She's one of the biggest names in country music, and just that she leans in to her country accent. So let's first hear the interview with Aaron Andrews on Sunday.
What do you have? It's a huge announcement, and I am so excited, y'all. This Thanksgiving, right here on this field, me and a special guest performing the halftime show for the Salvation Army's annual Red Kettle Kickoff. It's going to be a party.
It's always a party here, and we're going to...
Oh, okay. So you get the taste of it there. So that Monday, it was mentioned on our show. We did another segment on it. The Hardline just acted like she was from outer space because she talked like that. And the question came up, does she always talk like that? And I've seen her interviewed several times.
Only when the microphone's on. That's when she talks that way.
I'm sorry. I haven't seen her off air. No, I have not seen her backstage or anything like that. Bird Dogs have not opened for Laney Wilson. Probably never will. But I have seen her interviewed before, and she's very consistent with what I call a Louisiana accent. And here's another example of that. This is her talking about songwriting.
My name is Laney Wilson. I am a country music singer-songwriter, and I am from Baskin, Louisiana. When you're from a town of 180-something people, there's not a lot to do except sit around the kitchen table and hear the same old stories that you've been hearing for years. And the next time you hear it, it seems like you kind of hear it from a different angle than you did before, and the kind of stories that make you laugh and cry and want to drink a beer and... I just remember how those stories never got old. Being from Northeast Louisiana, country music was more than a genre. It was a way of life, and we eat, sleep, and breathe it. So it was kind of only natural for me to want to tell stories and make them country.
Okay. So that is, again, on air. You're right. She's talking into a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
I would say on Sunday she may have leaned into it a little bit, knowing the audience. But also, keep in mind she's on the sideline at an NFL stadium, kind of. It's more of an art gallery
mm-hmm.
that doubles as a football stadium.
But tastefully.
It's loud. She's on the sideline, so... It may be heightened a little bit as she talks. Could you give her that?
She knew that she was on international television for a big announcement. She's nervous, and when people are nervous, they lean into their comfort personalities.
Yes. So,
and hers is that over-exaggerated country down-home stuff.
Right, and there's no doubt I notice, okay, well, yeah, she sounds pretty country there, but... this is where I had a disconnect with you, the hardline, the sweet spot, everyone this week that said people from Louisiana don't talk like that. I think we all think they talk like Adam Sandler's water boy or something.
No.
And my point was, yes, they do. I've traveled those roads from the Southland Conference to the Sun Belt to Conference USA through Ruston and Monroe and Natchitoches, and people do talk like that. And I told you guys, we tried to call him on the air yesterday. One of my good friends grew up in Ruston. In fact, when I called him last night, because he thought I had butt-dialed him yesterday at 6:30 in the morning. When I called him last night, he said, well, that's perfect because I will actually be in Louisiana. He went back home to see Ken. They're going to a function tonight, I believe, for Ducks Unlimited. He grew up in Louisiana. And he joins us now on the ticket to talk about Lainey Wilson's accent. This is my friend Clay. Morning, Clay.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all today?
We're doing great. We're doing great. Now, you heard Lainey Wilson. Do you think that's a legit Northeast Louisiana or Northern Louisiana accent?
There is no doubt that that is spot on with a not only her, but a lot of gals over here can definitely have that southern twang.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, but which Lainey? The second one we heard, she was more legit and talking real.
Wasn't on a sideline. She was in a studio.
But on the sideline, she was really hamming it up.
It's going to be a party.
It's going to be a party. Thanksgiving.
Well.
She was it on pretty thick.
That's see there? True. Laying it on pretty thick. Okay. She leaned way into it.
Yeah, she leaned into it, but that's probably more her natural accent than it is the other, right?
So right. That's what I say. And that's my point is that they looked at me like I had two heads the other day when I said, that's a Louisiana accent. I know it pretty well, just as I said, traveling those roads and having friends from Louisiana who talk like that.
Okay, so, my sister-in-law is from Natchitoches, and she doesn't sound that way at all. That's okay, Louisiana. Well, that's one of the towns you mentioned.
Okay. Well, I could go get you. That's one person. I could go get you 1,000.
And I'm not sure like this Lainey is Clay. Wilson. I think you hired an actor to play Clay.
Okay.
I used to live in New Orleans. I don't have that accent.
You lived there for like 3 days.
It was a year and a half.
Sir.
And you were a kid.
Hey, I got a question for Clay. Because when I hear somebody say Louisiana accent, I immediately think Cajun. And her accent to me isn't Cajun. So where is the dividing line in the state of Louisiana where...
You have to go south to get Cajun.
Yeah, where there's that New Orleans Cajun accent and there's just a southern country accent.
Yeah, Alexandria, if you draw a line across the state there, everything north, it's like the north and south of the USA, you know, in north south Louisiana. So
okay.
That's pretty much Alexandria and south, obviously, the Cajun accent and... I've tried to do the Cajun accent. I can't pull it off. I've tried to tell Boudreaux jokes, and I really all it down how to pull the Cajun accent because I get rid of that North Louisiana accent.
Okay.
We need Clay to record some books on tape.
I know,
think it'd be great.
He would be
hearing
great.
Him read the Bible.
He would be great. Okay. So
Jesus came on down, and
I can't. I can't go get 1,000 other people who live in Louisiana. But you're at your brother's house. Is Scott around?
Yeah, Scott sitting right here beside
me. I'm listening to you, George, and I was just thinking. Oh, Rita, she's feeling a bit sleep, but if I got her up, up to coffee and woke up, you could get her accent because it's not Lainey Wilson, but it's a little Southern Belle deal.
That's for sure.
We're marked wherever we go. marked. Yeah.
Marked. All right. Well, there's two from North Louisiana who have that accent, which I think is awesome. Can you guys tell the difference between Louisiana and, say, Mississippi?
No, not really. No.
We don't know that we have an accent.
That's correct. I don't. If I listen to a recording on the phone that I might leave my wife, hey, honey, this is your husband, you know, and I listen to it, there's no way that's me. That doesn't even sound like me. And he said, yes, that's you. I'm like, well, you need to delete it. That sounds like a redneck.
So if I challenge you right now to try to talk without an accent, like if you try to imitate a person just from Nebraska.
You guys, what are you guys doing?
Okay. Pretty good.
That sounded pretty straightforward. And that was my other point to you. When people move here, like I said, well, when they move here, they lose the accent. Because you claimed, well, Lainey Wilson now lives in Nashville, so she's not going to have that accent. How long have you lived in Texas, Clay?
I've lived in Texas about 30 years.
Yeah. And he still talks like he's from Louisiana.
Well, it is strange, and it does vary per person. Because a lot of people lose their accents. And then some people seem to hang on to them. Gene from Carrollton, he's lived here for forever, and look at the way he talks when he calls into the show.
The Bronx.
And when I moved here, I had a very thick southern accent. I moved here from Mississippi.
We've heard those old tapes of you.
Right.
I mean.
And I think that I've lost a lot of that accent.
You have.
Okay.
You have.
I didn't want to speak for you.
Yeah.
It also comes down to who you work and are around, right?
Right.
So, still work with a bunch of guys from Louisiana in the construction business. So we all still talk the same. So it's kind of hard to shake the accent when you're, you know, around guys that still have the same accent.
Right. Yep. And I've worked next to George, who's from Minnesota. He's from up north.
Correct.
So.
Correct.
Y'all didn't tell you about Lainey Wilson, but I can tell you, she might have been laying it on a little bit thick, but that's 90% her. I mean, she's...
From Baskin,
Louisiana. She's got a plane. You know, that's they all got it though. I mean, she's not acting when she does that.
Yeah. That's what I wanted to hear. And that's a really small town too. It's like a town of 100, right?
It's a spot in the road for sure.
It's a speed trap. Ever go through.
Oh, really? Okay. Home of Lainey Wilson and a speed trap. Yeah. All right. Are you guys at the lake?
No, we're actually sitting on Scott's back porch. The deer have been watching the deer this morning and having coffee, and so it's a nice morning for sure.
Nice.
About 40 degrees. Yeah. Yep.
All right.
So we're just sitting here on Scott's back porch enjoying the scenery.
And proving my point that this is what a Louisiana accent sounds like.
This is what an Louisiana accent sounds like.
No, they just told you that's how folks talk from Louisiana. All right, it's great to hear those accents this morning. Appreciate you guys popping on.
You bet. Y'all be good.
All right, we'll see you. There goes Scott and Clay from Louisiana.
Great accent.
So great.
It's interesting to me how much accents can differ in a state. An East Texas accent and a West Texas accent are really different.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And just in Louisiana, a much smaller state, how different it is north to south.
Boy, in terms, too, you guys may have heard this, but we were drinking some beer one night, and Clay said, where's your church key? And I said, what? Church key. Bottle opener.
It's called a church key?
I'd never heard that before.
I've never heard that either.
Yeah, it's a big saying there. Yeah, huh. They're fun to hang out with.